podcast. This is Physics with me, and I'm Alex. Today I'm going to start with quantum mechanics, which is non-relativistic, and I think it's going to be continued on for several episodes. This episode marks the mathematical preliminary required for solving quantum mechanics or understanding quantum mechanics. The first and foremost thing to know in quantum mechanics is integration, because integral of various functions, normal and trigonometric functions are really important. Integral of Gaussian functions like e to the power minus x square, beta x square, if you take, then it is equal to square root of pi by beta for a definite integral going from minus infinity to infinity. Knowing when the even and odd function occurs in an integral, and when it is zero and when it is not. Then differentiation, normal differentiation, partial differentials, and ordinary differential equations to second order, you need to know how to solve it. Like mostly in quantum mechanics, harmonic ordinary differential equations occur for second order, so it's not that hard to do, and it is used in Schrodinger equations when you're going to solve for potential well problems, infinite potential well or square root problems. Then comes Dirac delta function and Kronecker delta function. Dirac delta function is like an impulse function, so there's nothing much to know about it, but it is really important because it is like finding for a particular point what an integral converges to if the integral is in the domain. And knowing Taylor series and how Taylor series expand, like Taylor series used every single time for approximations. Mostly people do it up to second order, I mean second term, but it's like if the quantity is really small, then second order is neglected, and then first order terms are taken for Taylor series. And it's really complex sometimes, but it is not, it's a simple thing. Then comes the complex numbers and complex analysis. In complex number, you need to know what a complex conjugate means, because complex conjugate of linear functions occurs in quantum mechanics. What a modulus argument, what is de Moivre theorem, what is Schwarz inequality. In complex analysis, you need to know what residue integral is and how to use it, because there are lots of integrals in quantum mechanics which you can't solve normally, so you need to know what residue integral is. There comes special functions like gamma functions, beta functions and gamma function relations, and Legendre functions, Bessel function. These are used for hydrogen atom problem solving. Then comes probability. In probability, you need to know what normal probability definition is, or what probability density function is. Like for a particular set of dice, when they are turned, how for a particular phase, arrangement and combinations and occurs, and how do you calculate probability. That's really important. Mostly in statistics, Gaussian normal curve are required to know, like how it is related to probability. And average value is really important, because expectation value is calculated in quantum mechanics every single time for a different operator for a particular state, get vector. I will explain to you later. Then comes variance and standard deviation in statistics. So standard deviation is like the deviation from the mean of a particular set of values, sum and square and square rooted it. It's really complex when you have to say in, but if you want to write, then it's really simple to write mathematically. The last thing is linear algebra. Knowing what a vector space is really important. Mostly in quantum mechanics, people do inner product spaces of Ketenbra and tensor products, like how two ket of different various spaces can be combined together and be made a new ket vector or a bra vector. So these are like the first and foremost thing you need to know in quantum mechanics. And if you know this much, then you don't need to know anything special in solving problems in quantum mechanics. That's all. Thank you.